when the weather suddenly changes. NBC Boston's early warning weather has you covered. The NBC Boston team has the tools and the technology to keep you safe. With Sky Ranger flying high over Boston watching the roads, or Storm Ranger, our one-of-a-kind mobile Doppler radar, and Weather Warrior, our four-wheel drive storm chaser. When the weather changes, early warning weather has you covered. On the only NBC station in Boston, NBC Boston Channel 10.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you would like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group, please visit our website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited to get my friend Don from Aservia with us. Hey, Don, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me here, Kevin.
So, Don, a new term for me is proximity marketing. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that means?
I can. It's a new term for a lot of people, actually. We're used to, especially from a business world, talking about marketing to people. It used to be in newspaper ads and in print, and then it went to television, and then it went to the internet. And now, where does everybody look? They look in their phones. And
absolutely,
phones are right where people are, right? So
yep.
With proximity marketing, what you're able to do is actually help people by giving them or serving them information that they want on a local basis as they're close by. You know, you're up for lunch, and guess what? There's a restaurant that's got a special deal for you right around the corner. That's proximity.
That's kind of neat. So is this kind of one of those things you opt into, Don?
So in a way, yes, and in a way, no. So on every phone that people purchase, whether it's an Android phone or a Apple phone, whatever it might be, when it comes off the shelf from the factory or from the store that you buy it in, it's set with certain features turned on. And you can mute those features. In
sure.
the case of proximity, the things that you would mute would be location or maybe Google Nearby or something like that.
Yep. Now,
so
I love the concept. It makes perfect sense to me, Don. You know, like you said, you know, I'm someone that I spend a lot of time in my car. So at lunchtime, you know, I may be looking for a place. If I'm in an unknown area, to me, I'm just like, okay, you know, I'm going to go to a name brand. But to have someone say, hey, you know, we noticed you're in Woburn today and you're near this restaurant, you know, here's a special. To me, that's something I'd be interested in because, hey, you know, it's a special. I'm going to get to try a new place that I may not even have known is there. It kind of makes perfect sense, right?
It does. It helps you find those hidden gems in places you never knew existed. Yeah, you got it right.
But also large retailers are using this, right?
Yes, and actually large retailers are doing it a little bit differently than we do. Large retailers will have you download an app first, and they're then
yep.
marketing to that app. So a good example, my wife and I won't name the store, but it's a clothing store that happens to be in, say, West Lebanon, New Hampshire, or certainly they have them down in Manchester, all over. But as we're driving off the highway, just about to where the store is, all of a sudden the app on her phone pops up and says, hey, by the way, we've got this special here today. And they're using
yep.
it with app.
Right. So, Don, talk to us a little bit about how a small local retailer can use it then, you know, that Main Street business.
Sure, sure. And that's really the big difference, and that's where Aservia comes into play. We're not after the big, big retailers. We're actually really focused on local. That's where we want to be. And really the Main Street businesses. We want to help bring back Main Street. And so what we do differently is we've created a proximity marketing system that markets very inexpensively, as low as $25 a month, to give you an example. That's pretty low. And allows businesses that are, say, mom and pops, they don't have a big budget, but they want to be able to bring in customers, to be able to market to all the people around them, even without an app. and that's a big key, because most small businesses don't have the money to pay thousands of dollars to create an app.
Yep. So, Don, so are beacons involved in proximity marketing? Are there other ways to use proximity marketing?
There are other ways to use proximity marketing, but yes, beacons are used. Beacons are typically used, and a beacon is simply just a little device that sends out a signal. It's usually Bluetooth. In some cases, it could be Wi-Fi. In other cases, it could be location or geolocation. We use several of those. We really use all of that for our newer system that we're launching. We're actually launching a brand new platform. But most companies out there will strictly use a beacon to send out a Bluetooth signal. It ends up appearing as a message on a phone. And when people look at that message, they can click on it and say, yeah, I want 20% off a pizza or whatever it might be.
So now, how are you able to track the results, Don? Because that's what people want. They want to see the results.
Sure. Well, Kevin, most companies out there is no way to track those results. You get what you get. Even with apps, unless you go in and you use a coupon and use something directly from them there, you're not going to be able to track it. Our system, the platform actually that we launch in the next week, we've been doing this for a little while now, but this platform that we're turning on, literally every time somebody clicks on your message that was sent out either from the beacon or from one of our other avenues that they get sent out, it shows, and it shows specific to that source right on your website, because we give every business that works with us its own portal.
So now I'd be able to see which numbers clicked on that, so maybe I can follow it up with a different marketing idea?
Yes, you can. And in fact, not only so you're talking about – actually, let me make sure that I'm getting that question right. You're saying which number. You're talking about which phone number clicked on it?
Yeah. Yep.
I'd love to say, yes, we're doing that. There are certain ways to do that. That's really Big Brother coming in.
A little bit. That's why I'm like, oh, okay, yeah.
It is. We haven't gone that route. What we want to do is, without jeopardizing other people's privacy, what we've decided is we want to look at, okay, when you're in this area, what happened? And how can you refine your messaging to really attract results? So it will tell you when you've had somebody click. It doesn't say who clicked.
Okay, yeah. No, but that alone is enough, because as you just said, for me it's more the marketing message where, if I put out a message and a number of people clicked on it, to your example, save 20% on pizza, but nobody came in, then maybe that's not the right marketing message. So you would see how many people clicked on it and be able to alter your message to increase the results, right?
Exactly. And in fact, in our system, it's very simple to create unlimited messages and unlimited, we can call them deals, whatever you want to say, depending on the type of business that it is, deals, coupons, specials, events, whatever it might be. You can create unlimited numbers of those and with no extra cost, and just pick and advertise which one you want, so you can see which one works best, which one is attractive to the people around you.
It's a really cool concept, because you think of places that may, so maybe there's a local establishment that wants to have a lunch special, but then later in the day, maybe they have live entertainment, so they could cater the message based on the time of day.
That's correct. Our system, it's funny. Most people don't know this. This is one of the new – actually, nobody really knows this except for a few people on the team. But you just stumbled upon something that is in our new release, and that is that the deals are timed or can be timed if you choose. So you want a breakfast special? Perfect. You put it in. You can program that the morning of, when you come in, whatever it is, or have somebody else do it. It's really – it literally takes seconds, not minutes, seconds. But you can program a breakfast special, a lunch special, a happy hour special, an entertainment special, whatever it is. and you can have it change automatically during the course of the day to whatever deal you want.
See, that's incredible. That really is. That's going to appeal to so many businesses, you know, as the day goes on. So tell me more about your software. Why did you guys come up with this? And tell me a little bit about, you know, how it's different and how it's going to help local entrepreneurs.
Well, when it comes to it's not so much software as it is a whole platform. And you and I haven't had a chance to go through that, but it is really a very robust platform that we've had built. And the purpose of the platform is really in the end to bring back Main Street. It gives the local family-owned businesses a chance to compete with the big dogs that are out there, because
nice.
You can market in the same way that they do. And so that's really the purpose of it. The platform itself is very robust, and there's a lot of features in it. I'm not going to get into all of those here, but it's very robust. But our mission actually was a little different. It's, you know, we want to help local family-owned businesses. We want to bring back Main Street. And we do it, though, by helping local entrepreneurs. And there's a difference. And I'd love to define that if I could.
Sure.
Since I was 18, all right, which by the way was a lot of years ago, that was decades ago. When I was 18, I started my first business, which ironically was an advertising firm. I had a partner, and we did pretty well. We had a lot of fun, learned a lot. And over the years, I've had many businesses, some successful, some that were not successful, just like any entrepreneur does.
Absolutely.
But I've done a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of home-based businesses. And really, really, what I saw out there was most home-based businesses they don't have all of the support that a new entrepreneur needs. So when we created Asservia, the whole purpose in creating Asservia was to create a platform for a local entrepreneur that just wanted to get into their first business or maybe a subsequent business and be given everything that they needed to really have to make them a success if they were willing to work hard and to make it very affordable. A lot of people think, well, that's what franchising is for, and franchising is awesome, but most people don't have the money to start with a large franchise. So people actually can start with us for as little as $25 a month, and they get a business with all the tools that they need to be able to help local businesses succeed. We train them, we give them everything that they need. And that's where it all began. We were trying to figure out how can we create something that would truly help local people succeed?
Makes perfect sense. So give me some examples of the types of companies that could benefit from using this.
I'll give you just a couple of examples because I could be on here a long time. So and you mentioned them earlier, restaurants. Restaurants are a no-brainer. I've got life insurance agents using this. I've got DJs that are using this. We have hair salons that are using it. We've got home-based business entrepreneurs using it. We have larger retail places, so, you know, 2-3 chain locations utilizing this. Movie theaters using this. So this it's huge, huge. Almost any small business that's looking for customers can utilize this. It's just customized.
I really like that you guys have focused on the small business owner. So, Don, we're down to about 90 seconds left. We should probably stop here and grab your contact information before we go off the air on you.
Sure, and thanks for that. So the easiest way, if somebody really has questions, they want to learn more about Asservia, they can go to asservia.com, and that's spelled A-S-I-R-V-I-A. So that's Victor, so A-S-I-R-V-I-A.com. You can go there and get all kinds of information on proximity marketing and our Asservia Go system. You can also reach me directly if you wanted. Best number is 603-304-6593. And finally, I'll toss on an email as well, Don LaPlume at Asservia.com. That's D-O-N-L-A-P.
Don, I really appreciate you taking the time. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
L-U-M-E. Go ahead. No, that's okay. You're good. I knew we were running out of time.
Don, yeah, really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Hey, thank you, Kevin.
Yep, bye now.
Bye-bye.
When the weather suddenly changes, NBC Boston's early warning weather has you covered. The NBC Boston team has the tools and the technology to keep you safe. With Sky Ranger flying high over Boston watching the roads, or Storm Ranger, our one-of-a-kind mobile Doppler radar, and Weather Warrior, our four-wheel drive storm chaser. When the weather changes, early warning weather has you covered. On the only NBC station in Boston, NBC Boston Channel 10. When the weather suddenly changes, NBC Boston's early warning weather has you covered. The NBC Boston team has the tools and the technology to keep you safe. With Sky Ranger flying high over Boston watching the roads, or Storm Ranger, our one-of-a-kind mobile Doppler radar, and Weather Warrior, our four-wheel drive storm chaser. When the weather changes, early warning weather has you covered. On the only NBC station in Boston, NBC Boston Channel 10.